The coronavirus pandemic, major riotings, fires, wars, and natural disasters caused many to consider 2020 a year to forget. The effects of this pandemic damaged economies all over the world. It intensified the negative conditions in poorer countries. Regulations countering the pandemic included quarantines and, in some cases, months of isolation. Some communities even enforced stringent curfews, confining families to their homes for long periods of time. But one of the most damaging effects on many individuals was that of separation from face-to-face socialization, leading to severe loneliness. Loneliness has always been a social problem, but the problem has become so severe in Japan that the government established a Minister for Loneliness. The Independent reported, Japan has appointed a Minister for Loneliness following a recent rise in the number of suicides and the coronavirus pandemic's exacerbation of the issue. Is loneliness one of your serious problems? If so, you need to solve that problem and experience success, happiness, contentment, and hope. Your Bible gives multiple solutions. One of the major solutions to loneliness is the help of a faithful friend. You need to know the way to true love and peace, and you need to know who can be your greatest friend. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. We all need friends, but the national shutdowns due to the coronavirus have interfered with normal socialization and fellowship. The coronavirus pandemic caused many governments to virtually shut down cities, states, provinces, and whole nations. In April 2020, BBC News reported, Coronavirus, the world in lockdown in maps and charts. The report described how the world shut down. The approaches to dealing with coronavirus across the world have been wide-ranging, to say the least. In Colombia, the days that you are allowed to leave the house depend on the number of your national ID card. In Serbia, a designated dog walking hour was introduced. And in Belarus, the president has gone against medical advice recommending vodka and saunas as a way to stay safe. Some of the more common approaches have seen governments issue recommendations on social distancing for part or all of the country, while others have acted to restrict all non-essential internal movement. The latter is often called a lockdown. BBC News indicated that starting in April of 2020, more than 70 countries introduced nationwide lockdowns, including France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Russia, Italy, Spain, South Africa, and New Zealand. The restrictions in some areas resulted in strict isolation affecting the mental health of many. The nation of Japan, facing an unprecedented increase in death and suicide in pandemic-stricken 2020, instituted an aggressive solution to loneliness. It appointed a Minister for Loneliness. The Independent reported, Japan has appointed a Minister for Loneliness following a recent rise in the number of suicides and the coronavirus pandemic's exacerbation of the issue. On today's program, we'll discuss principles of friendship and biblical examples of both faithful and unfaithful friendships. We'll also discuss the Bible's awesome revelation of one who can be our greatest friend. Ancient King David, before he became king, was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be the next king after King Saul. You can read about that in 1 Kings, the 16th chapter. Most of you know the story of David's victory over the giant Goliath and his subsequent military victories. King Saul was jealous and even tried to kill David two times. But Saul's son Jonathan, who would ordinarily be considered the next king, became David's best friend. In 1 Samuel 20, Jonathan affirms to David that he will do all he can to protect David from King Saul's anger and pledges his friendship with David. 1 Samuel 20, verse 16. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, May the Lord hold David's enemies accountable. And Jonathan had David reaffirm his vow out of love for him, for Jonathan loved David as he loved himself. This rare example of faithful and loving friendship was in the context of God's blessing. Remember the remarkable statement in Acts 13, verse 22, regarding David's character. And when he, God, had removed him, King Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Yet King David knew that his closest fellowship was with God, who had blessed him and delivered him through numerous trials. When betrayed by his old friend Ahithophel, David reflected in Psalm 55, verse 16, As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. My friends, you and I need that same close relationship with God. As it tells us in James 4, verse 8, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James also mentions that the patriarch Abraham believed God, and he was called a friend of God. That's James 2, verse 23. Who is your closest friend? Over the years, I've had many, many friends, but who is my best friend? God blessed me with a wonderful wife and now over 57 years of marriage. But what was it that we had in common? We had similar backgrounds in culture and education. But what cemented our friendship, our love, was the way of life God called us to live. You've heard that way of life on Tomorrow's World program. It's the way of true Christianity. There are counterfeit forms of Christianity which, frankly, have turned off some who might actually have been interested in biblical Christianity. I hope you've seen our Tomorrow's World telecast, What is Biblical Christianity? Where can you find true and faithful friends? You can find them in a loving group of biblical Christians who follow the true Jesus Christ of your Bible. But what are the true characteristics of a Christian? My friends, you need this inspiring study guide, What is a True Christian? Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. This free booklet, What is a True Christian?, will help you find that church and the loving Christians who can be your truest friends. Just call the number on the screen or order online at twtv.org/Christian. Order your free copy now.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/Christian. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in your study of the Bible. The timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we discussed the problem of loneliness intensified by the COVID pandemic. We also saw examples of true friendship. What are the solutions to loneliness? Tomorrow's World magazine author Phil Senna gives us this perspective in his Tomorrow's Youth column, Break Free from Loneliness. What is loneliness? It is complicated. It is not just one thing, and it can be caused by any number of factors. Some feel that no one else shares their values. Some feel they have no one to share their life with. Some simply feel that no one cares about them. These feelings can lead to a sense of isolation and alienation, and to a deep sadness, even despondency, making ordinary life more painful than the people around them can understand. My friends, we need to find those who care for others, and it's important to know the biblical values that produce loving relationships and friendships. And while it may not be easy when you are feeling lonely, we must exercise love for our neighbor and reach out to others. Mr. Senna gives this advice, quote, Connect with others. There are other people who like some of the same things you like. or who believe the same things you believe. Although it may be difficult at first, making the effort to meet some of those people will change your life. Reach out to people who share your interests, and soon your loneliness will cease. One of the best ways to break through loneliness is to realize that there are other lonely people and that you may be able to help them. Is there someone in your community who needs help? It does not need to be something big. Maybe just taking the time to listen to an elderly shut-in or encouraging a niece or nephew by playing catch. Making a difference in someone else's life will make a big difference in your own. End of quote. Yes, you can reach out to others. Pray and ask God to help you love your neighbor. That is the second great commandment God gives us. You can read that in Mark 12, verse 31. Most people know of the golden rule, but how many practice it as a way of life? Jesus stated it this way in Matthew 7 and verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Tomorrow's world presenter, Rod McNair, authored this inspiring article, How to Fight Loneliness, 5 Ways to Overcome. It's in the January-February 2020 edition of Tomorrow's World magazine. You can access it on our tomorrowsworld.org website. He gives 5 principles for fighting loneliness. We don't have the time to mention all of them, so I'll just mention the 5th principle here. But I urge you to go to tomorrowsworld.org and read the whole article for yourself. We're discussing the importance of friends. Mr. McNair reminds us of a vital principle. Spend time with your most important friend. He comments, before his crucifixion, Jesus Christ told his disciples, no longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. John 15, verse 15. That's an amazing statement from the Savior of all mankind. The Savior of the world, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, paid the penalty of our sins by shedding his blood for you and me. God's love is forever. God is love, as it tells us in 1 John 4, verse 8 and verse 16. That love facilitates a powerful friendship with those who are willing to live godly and to follow the example of our Savior. How can we practice true friendship? Let's look at the patriarch Job and his 3 friends. God allowed Satan to afflict Job to test him. Even though Job's 3 friends misjudged Job, they still had an unusual willingness to share in his suffering. Notice the time they spent with him in silence. Job 2, verse 13. So they, Job's 3 friends, sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Would you have the compassion and patience toward a friend for 7 days in silence? That's dedication. The book of Proverbs also gives us principles of friendship. Proverbs 12 and verse 26. The righteous should choose his friends carefully. Many make the mistake of compromising their character and values just to have a friend. If you are a faithful friend, you stand up for godly principles and never compromise. Proverbs 17 and verse 9. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. A faithful friend does not carelessly disclose the weaknesses of others, but strives to help him or her overcome a character flaw. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Or as the NRSV states it, a friend loves at all times, and kinsfolk are born to share adversity. As we practice friendship, we need to know the greatest friend of all. Who is he? He is the one who loves you and gave his life for the sins of the world and for your sins and mine. Yes, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, can be your best friend. So we ought to know more about the true Jesus Christ of the Bible. The Apostle Paul warned that there are counterfeit presentations of Jesus. Turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. The Corinthians were fooled by people who seemed religious. Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now listen to this. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. The Corinthians tolerated another Jesus. As shocking as it may sound, many professing Christians today accept another Jesus and not the Jesus of your Bible. My friends, which Jesus do you follow? A king or a weakling wandering around in the desert? Can you really know the true Jesus as he was in the flesh? And can you really know him as he is now, the glorified Son of God at the right hand of God the Father in heaven? Yes, you can. In the next part of our program, we'll discuss the true Jesus Christ. But first, I'd like to offer you this amazing free booklet, What is a True Christian? Listen to some of these subheads. What Jesus actually taught. The spiritual power you need. The fruits of a true Christian. And is there hope for me? My friends, true Christianity is a rare commodity in the religious world. This exciting free booklet will help you in your Bible study and in your search for true Christianity. So pick up the telephone right now and request your inspiring free booklet, What is a True Christian? You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/Christian, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth faster than ever before. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/Christian.
Your Bible reveals the amazing statement by the Savior of the world that you can be his friend. We read this earlier in the program, but let's read it again. Just before his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, Jesus warmly spoke of his friendship with his disciples. John 15, verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Yes, your greatest friend should be your Savior, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. But notice he gave this requirement, John 15, verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. My friends, not only can you overcome loneliness, you can find the way to true life, happiness, and friendship. But you need to prove and know the true Jesus of your Bible. There are many differences between the Jesus most people imagine and the Jesus of your Bible. We've covered these points on previous program, but let me mention just a few. The true Jesus of your Bible. 1. Observe the weekly seventh-day Sabbath, not Sunday. He is Lord of the Sabbath, as it states in Mark 2, verses 28 and 29. 2. Was born in the autumn, near the Feast of Trumpets, in September or October, not on December 25th. There were shepherds living in the fields, Luke 2, verse 8. In the autumn, not in the winter. You may want to do your own research to see whose ancient birthday was celebrated on December 25th. 3. Taught that we must keep the Ten Commandments, contrary to modern popular teaching. Read Matthew 19, verse 17. 4. Observe the biblical festivals and annual holidays, not pagan days with Christian names. He observed the Feast of Tabernacles, for example. See John, the 7th chapter. My friends, I urge you to read the New Testament with a fresh perspective. Read what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote about him. You need to study and know the real Jesus of your Bible. You may find him very different from the traditional images that are promoted around the world. Yes, the true Christ of your Bible is alive today. But where is he? What is he doing? Where is Jesus? He is at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. You can read about that glorious throne in Revelation, the 4th chapter. And you can read about his glorious, radiant, powerful appearance in Revelation 1, verses 12 through 16. Yes, Christ descended to heaven. And what is he doing? The book of Hebrews is called the priesthood book. The true Jesus of your Bible is called our great high priest. Jesus is able to sympathize with our sufferings. Why? Because he suffered in the flesh. He knows pain, and he knows betrayal, and he knows the temptations we face. How do we know that? Turn again in the book of Hebrews to chapter 4 and verse 15. My friends, you have a great high priest in heaven who knows you and intercedes for you. Listen to this in Hebrews 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Listen to this encouraging scripture, Hebrews 7, verse 24. But he, Christ, as our great high priest, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, listen to this, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Yes, the true Jesus of our Bible ever lives to intercede for you and your sins and your problems. And he is doing a work on this earth right now, preparing the way for his second coming. He commissioned his church to preach the gospel. You've been hearing that gospel on this program, my friends, the same gospel Jesus preached, the gospel of the coming kingdom of God. Just read about that in Mark 1, verse 14 and verse 15. Jesus also prophesied that the gospel would be preached at the end of the age. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24, verse 14. The true Jesus of your Bible actively guides his true servants in fulfilling the Great Commission, as he promised in the last verse of Matthew 28. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. My friends, you need to study your Bible and prove which Jesus is the true Christ. How many of the 33,000 professing Christian denominations are following the teachings of the Jesus of your Bible? This inspiring free booklet titled, What is a True Christian? Will help you in your search for true Christianity and the true Christ of your Bible. My friends, have you noticed pagan traditions in the world's religions? True Christianity did not accept a counterfeit religion. We rejoice in biblical Christianity and rejoice in the true Jesus of your Bible. You need this inspiring free booklet. Just pick up the phone right now and request your free inspiring booklet, What is a True Christian? You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/Christian, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Dive deeper into God's Word with today's free offer. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/Christian. Experience the excitement and fulfillment that comes through a better understanding of God's Word. This offer, backed by the truth of Scripture, will guide you in your study of the Bible. The timeless material is straightforward, easy to understand, and will strengthen your knowledge of this important topic. We want you to understand the truth of Scripture and believe it should never be sold. That is why we are making this available to you absolutely free. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. 10 inspiring issues full of news, science, and historical articles will help you make sense of your world through the pages of the Bible. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now.
My friends, how well do you know the true Jesus of your Bible? Let's briefly review some of the awesome characteristics of the true Messiah. The apostles and the disciples saw the resurrected Jesus and even touched him, as the apostle John states in 1 John 1, verse 1. And hundreds of others saw the resurrected Jesus, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. Doubting Thomas exclaimed that Jesus was my Lord and my God, John 20, verse 28. The book of Hebrews reveals that Jesus is our great high priest, Hebrews 4, verse 14. He is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Revelation 19, verse 16. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Remember how John the Baptist described Jesus. John told the crowds that followed him, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1, verse 29. Jesus is also the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, verse 6. He is the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. My friends, you can research in Bible dictionaries and commentaries and find many more wonderful titles and names for the Jesus of your Bible. Now let's look at one final description in John, the 4th chapter. Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well information only the Messiah could tell her. Then she told the whole community about Jesus. They urged Jesus to stay with them. After they listened to Jesus, they came to the conclusion and the reality the world will soon know, John 4, verse 42. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." My friends, who is Jesus? He is the Savior of the world. And as it tells us in Acts 4, verse 12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, is alive. He is now preparing to return to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That same Jesus wants to be your best friend. My friends, we all should pray as Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, verse 10, "Your kingdom come." The kingdom of God is coming to this earth. The King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, will transform this carnal, selfish, warring world into a millennium of peace and prosperity. That's the good news of the gospel. But will you be ready? Remember, Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved," Mark 16, 16. My friends, if you've studied biblical baptism, and if you've come to the place in your life where you've repented and have accepted Christ's sacrifice, his shed blood for the remission of your sins, and if you've accepted his authority over your life, we invite you to counsel with one of our ministers. We have representatives in many regions around the world. Just call the number on your screen or write to one of our regional offices. Be sure to request our free inspiring booklet, "What is a True Christian?" This is one of the most vital questions you need to answer. As you study this booklet and the Bible, you will learn wonderful biblical truths that the world has overlooked. You can have many friends when you discover the thousands of true Christians actively supporting the preaching of the true gospel. And when you become a true Christian, you will also rejoice in the greatest friend you can ever have. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
Find real answers, gain hope, and learn the truth faster than ever before. All you need to do is call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/Christian. People around the world are turning to Tomorrow's World as their one source for truth, prophecy, and hope. Call now. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.